This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
1, 2, 3.
Hey friends, welcome to the No Sidebar Podcast. I am your host, Brian Gardner, and I'm here to discuss the struggles around being and becoming a creative entrepreneur. Together, we'll identify what's standing in the way of you building and growing your online business. No Sidebar is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, a complete website solution for writers, designers, podcasters, and other online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. All right, so the last couple of weeks have been pretty epic around here on the show. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Paul Jarvis and Chris Brogan, two guys that I look up to for many reasons, and they shared some really great stuff. However, I want to slow things down today a little bit and talk about something that you may or may not have noticed. If you head on over to nosidebar.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? Yes, No Sidebar, the website, has a redesign, and that didn't happen because I was bored one night or because I wanted to send money to friends of mine over at Focus Lab, though I did hire them for the job. Anyway, the reason I decided to put No Sidebar through a branding process was simple. It was time for it to grow. It was time for phase two to take place. In other words, the site and the movement as a whole was evolving outside what I felt was a comfortable home. Now, before I go any further, I want to preface what I'm about to share with a little bit of a confession. Sometimes I have mixed feelings about companies that are transparent with their numbers. Now, in my case, I'm not a company sharing revenue numbers, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the growth of No Sidebar candidly so that you can understand the reasoning behind the decisions I've made. The disclosure of numbers, in my opinion, will help warrant the changes that were made and put them into context for you. Is that cool? All right, so the first issue of No Sidebar was published back on February 9th of this year, so I don't know, about 3.5 months ago. At the time, I just wanted to perform an experiment with the Rainmaker platform that we've built and just build a content strategy that was modeled after what Brian was doing over at Further.net. I liked the idea of curating content because for me, part of it is fun finding it, but I also enjoy sharing that content with people and seeing reactions that I get on social media, Facebook or Twitter. I got the idea of No Sidebar, and I figured I'd write a weekly newsletter just like Brian was doing that dropped links to things that I thought was relevant to my audience, which at the very core were creative types like me, mainly designers, writers, and podcasters. The initial email list I had seeded was from my personal account over at briangardner.com, and also a link that Joshua Becker posted on his Facebook page to the No Sidebar opt-in form. All right, so the first issue was sent out to 4,234 people, and the subject of that newsletter was the fear of missing out. The first few weeks of the newsletter went over pretty well, I thought, and so I thought it would be fun just to see if things, you know, would take off. The basic structure of the newsletters have basically held true to form so far. They start out with about 500 to 700 words of story form that's relevant to the topic, and then we provide three links in a list called further reading. Then we drop a couple of paragraphs with more relevant links within three categories that we've coined: at work, at home, and in the soul. I came up with those because in my eyes, I don't know, they covered the bases of the audience I thought I was forming. The idea behind that was to appeal to folks on a business level, a family level, and on a personal level. So week by week, the newsletter has gone out and the email list has grown at an average of about 170 people a week. Currently, it's at 6,744 to be exact. And there's been a few weeks with small increases and others with larger increases. So far, I've been happy with the growth, but I got to tell you something. Every time we send a newsletter out, we lose about 10 to 30 folks off the list. And it's painful to see. I don't know, but for me, I guess that's just the cost of doing business. The email list and traffic on the website has a steady growth. Nothing has gone viral, and only one of the issues has really gotten a lot of exposure. That one was the one I wrote about minimalism, which currently has over 4,000 likes as a result, go figure, because Joshua Becker posted that on his Becoming Minimalist Facebook page. Anyway, right now the growth is feeling very organic, and I like that. Kind of feels like the foundation is being built on rock rather than sand. Well, as far as I know, the podcast also is doing well, although I haven't seen the latest statistics on the downloads. But what I can tell you is this, I have not been asked to drop the show or it's not on the cutting room floor, so these are assumptions I think are safe to make. So things have grown and it's been a couple of months, and I feel like I've done a really good job at building the website and cultivating a community. And so at that point, I decided that it was time to take it to the next level. While the weekly newsletters are great, I felt that there was so much more that I wanted to write about or have others write about and share, but the problem was that it was being held back by the system, which was currently once a week. So I challenged myself a bit and asked, you know, is there any reason why you can't publish more often? It didn't take much thought, and I came to the quick conclusion that there really wasn't a reason. So I spent the better part of an hour or two at that point analyzing the current design of No Sidebar and decided that there were a few things that needed to change. Well, more than a few things, but I knew it was time to take the next step, which ultimately meant a new look. Here's the part where I let you inside my head a little bit, for better or worse. Don't judge me on this, please, because these are just the real things that I thought, as crazy as they might sound. I felt as though the design at No Sidebar during launch was great, very minimal, but there was a part of me that felt too much of a boutique appearance. Well, like very quaint, bookish sort of feel. I really loved the typeface I was using, which, by the way, was Garamond Premiere Pro Display from Typekit, because I know a few of you have asked me that. But I also felt like in some way the design and the appearance was holding things back. I don't know, it was weird. I almost felt like it was overly designed, almost designed too well, and I wanted to make it feel more relevant. The bottom line? Well, I felt like I had a huge responsibility to get things right, so instead of entrusting myself, I reached out to my friends over at Focus Lab and pushed through an official branding process. I won't go into all the gory details of that process, which really weren't that bad, but I thought you might enjoy bits and pieces of it, so the following stuff I share came from the preliminary conversations and the design brief that we had developed during our initial calls. Okay, the logo type. This is exactly what I told them I wanted, to creatively present the logo type in a way that de-emphasizes the strong and negative quote-unquote no, and capture an impactful and approachable visual that will reach the modest target audience and stay true to the authenticity and story behind No Sidebar. That was a little bit of a lengthy sentence, and I am reading that verbatim, just so you can understand exactly kind of where I was heading. Current audience, well, same thing. I'll read this off again. Simple living, focused, and minimalists. I wanted to open things up a bit more and appeal to folks outside of that specific niche. So target audience became creative entrepreneurs, designers, writers, podcasters, pretty much everyone who makes up those who listen to the show and read the blog. Brand values. Speaking truth, authenticity, success, simplicity, valuable information, knowledge transfer, and so on. And brand vibe, uncluttered, simple, mainstream, professional, entrepreneurial spirit, sassy, smart, and modern. This, by the way, was a word I must have used 100,000 times during our talk, this quote-unquote modern look, which I felt like the previous design did not have. All right, so for those of you who haven't gone through a branding process, it's quite tedious and often overwhelming. Idea boards are crazy to look at because sometimes you're given, you know, 100 different sketched out ideas and you have to kind of weed through those and pick things that you like. I'm going to provide a few links to shots in the show notes that Bill Kenny posted on his Instagram account kind of to show you and document along the way kind of where we went from and where we landed as far as the No Sidebar rebranding process goes. All right, so after a few weeks of idea dumps and whatnot, we finally landed on the concepts that are currently the new look for the brand. It took a little while because I'm a very particular person and had a very specific vision, which sometimes was hard to communicate to them and get the gist of what I was looking for. About the same time as the design for the opt-in page was being designed, I was in Denver for an Authority Rainmaker conference, and I knew that my friends from Spire were going to be there. And I thought it would be a great chance to take some amazing photographer friends of mine walk the city of Denver, and see if I can get some new shots for the site as well. Mission accomplished. And the image that you see on the No Sidebar homepage came from that afternoon where we just walked about and took some shots. So it took about a month for us to work through the rebranding and the site design, but I knew that there was another element to all of this that I had to account for: the content. Even more than the redesign, this was the primary piece, the focal point, if you will, of the growth strategy. The gist of it was this: in order to grow faster and build a bigger audience, I wanted to produce more content, more than once a week, that is. I figured the more content the folks would consume, the more they would share, the more would get indexed by Google, and the better chance of increasing the overall numbers. So I reached out to a couple close friends of mine to ask about writer referrals. I was looking for recommendations on who they thought might be a great fit for the No Sidebar website. Well, lo and behold, things worked out. I was encouraged to contact Hillary Barnett of Savvy. A link to her website, of course, I'll drop in the show notes. And after talking to her for a little while and sharing the vision I had, we finally hit it off. She's the founder of a creative agency, she's a wife, she's a mom, and she's many things in between. So her perspective is not only fresh, but it's extremely relevant, especially to the audience I'm building. You'll begin to see some very well-written content from her coming out on the No Sidebar blog. In fact, just yesterday we published her first piece. As the blog continues to grow and we add content on a more frequent basis, I'll be looking to add a few more writers. So if you have any interest in that, ping me on Twitter at @bgardner and let's talk about it. The really great thing about having a blog and a podcast is that they really serve as integral pieces of a symbiotic relationship. The idea behind it is for the blog to push folks towards the podcast and vice versa. Speaking of podcasts, yesterday we updated the artwork for the No Sidebar podcast to match the logo and the new identity of the website. So these are good times for me, friends, as I get to utilize the tools that we've made available through Rainmaker for the greater good. I thought it would be fun to take a week, slow things down just a little bit, and talk about some of the relevant stuff that's happening in my online world, which ultimately transfers into your online world. If you like what you're hearing here on the show, the best way to support it is to leave a rating and/or comment over on iTunes. Do you want more? Check out nosidebar.com and its fresh new look. Sign up for our newsletter. Each week, we curate the very best and most interesting articles when it comes to designing a simple life. As I mentioned, at work, at home, and in the soul. Until next week, this has been Brian Gardner. Thanks, as always, for listening.